This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Joyce Goh and you're listening to The Breakfast Grill. Today on the show, we have Shukor Arifin, CEO of Big Tree, the out-of-home advertising arm for Media Prima Group. Shukor, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joyce.
Well, you took over the driving seat of this out-of-home advertising business over a year now.
Yes.
How has it been?
It's been very hectic, I must say. It's no longer like I used to do. Before that, I was really into like corporate planning and doing financial research analysis and all that. So now it's very, very, segmental, mm-hmm. which is operations. So now after taking the driving seat, I have to look after the entire company, the P&L, the cash flow. P&L is one thing. Cash flow is another mm-hmm. thing. Looking after bad debts and all that. So it's been really hectic, but I'm enjoying it. I must say I'm enjoying it doing after taking over the seat from my predecessor, Jeff Chia. Mm. A lot of things that we are planning and we have done a bit in terms of changing the landscape and all that. And I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Okay, can you set the scene for us in terms of what is outdoor advertising? How is the state of play for the outdoor advertising industry here in Malaysia?
After I took over the seat, I do away with the word outdoor, okay. even though it's commonly known as outdoor mm-hmm. in Malaysia. But in a few other countries like Australia, the UK and all that, they use it. They call it out of home.
Okay.
So in all our marketing collateral and everything, we have changed. We have done away with the word outdoor because I want to do away with the impression that you have. When the moment you say outdoor, it's like you imagine someone putting up just billboard posters and all that. We are beyond that.
Okay.
Not only posters, we are into transit, airport, retail, digital, and now our technology big plus. But the landscape in Malaysia is very challenging, I must say. Mm. There are more than 300 players to date in terms of number of out-of-home media operator in Malaysia. It's tough because I would say there's like zero barrier to entry. Mm. So it's up to the company how they want to create artificial barrier to entry so that you remain competitive. And it's no longer like probably 20 years ago, the cost, I'm talking about direct cost, was low. Now it's no longer low because when you do business, there are expectations from your business partner as well. So like rental increase, revenue share increase, authority fee increase. So it's a very, very challenging industry, I must say. It's to people out there, it's like when you say out of home, it's like it's not a rocket science, but it's tough in managing your cost.
Okay.
So that's the situation where out of home industry is now. And it's very challenging.
So in other words, your margins are being squeezed. Is what
margin
you're
is being squeezed.
Okay, because I noticed the out-of-home industry, right, the margins for this advertising, outdoor advertising or out-of-home advertising can be quite lucrative. It can be between 30% to 40%. Is that still
you're saying a PBT margin or PAT margin?
PBT margin.
PBT margin could be, but PAT margin nowadays for us, it's like, we are lucky to hit 12% PAT margin nowadays.
So what's the range for your margins nowadays?
I would say on average, it's about 11% PAT margin.
Right.
20 years ago, it was like 20%. Mm. So you can see how the margin's been squeezed because increase in direct cost, you can't avoid it. Mm. Variable cost, you can't control, but fixed cost, you can't control because they are all external.
Right.
So you just have to pay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, given the narrowing of margins and, a tougher operating landscape, what are your plans for expansion, though? Because I understand that there was, previously under Jeff Chia, there was talk that, the company was in active talks with foreign parties for its first venture overseas, right?
Yes.
Is that still on the cards?
I know we've been talking about it. Still on the cards.
Oh, it's still on the cards.
Still on the card.
Mm-hmm.
It's just after a few rounds of negotiation, talking to foreign parties within the region, we found out it's not that easy to venture outside Malaysia when it comes to rules, regulations, guidelines, and the practice in that particular country where we have identified a few parties in ASEAN, but still talking and still on the card.
A few parties from where though in ASEAN? ASEAN's so big.
Oh, okay. From a few countries. Like we've been talking to people in Indonesia, in Vietnam, in Myanmar.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all this is out-of-home advertising?
Out-of-home advertising.
And this
only
is for a JV or is it organic? You're going in to set up something entirely new?
It's a JV. We're looking at a JV.
With a local partner
with
there?
With a local partner there. That's I believe that's for a foreigner like us in that particular country, the only way to go is JV. You need a local partner who understands the business, who understands the rules and regulations and how the government works. So definitely there's a JV.
So when you talk, you're saying that you guys are still talk, right? So how much longer can you talk for? Because it's been a couple of years. So how far along are the talks? Are you heading towards something conclusive this year or perhaps next year? We're in a new year now.
We are, fingers crossed, we are hoping to do some due diligence works by this year on the parties that we have identified.
All right.
Yeah.
And then you make, after due diligence, then after that, you might potentially go into a JV with a foreign party this year, 2019, you reckon?
I would say probably next year.
Next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And these parties already have an out-of-home advertising business in the foreign.
Exactly.
And they are all making money?
They're all making money.
So why would they share that with you?
Because we are talking about countries where, even though they have out-of-home, but the way they do business, the product mix, the skill and know-how and still a lot more. I mean, there is room for us to go in and bring in our skills and know-how. That what we have done in Malaysia, like we believe we can change the landscape in this particular country also.
Okay, so you're bringing tech from Malaysia into these new kind of frontier countries.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And will you have to pump in CapEx?
Well, we're talking about JV, definitely.
And how much do you think the investment will cost the group?
Actually, we haven't done a detailed calculation on that, but we'll definitely will incur a significant amount of money. We're talking about foreign investment.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, what are your other expansion plans? Because I understand in 2017, Big Tree acquired new sites along the Bizraya Expressway extension that serves the KL Centre, City Centre, to KL East urban areas, such as Pandan and Cheras.
Yeah.
So what else is on the cards in terms of expansion?
I mean, organic expansion will always be there. We are also looking at acquiring new concession. We're still talking.
Okay.
But I can't reveal right now.
New concession for new projects or?
It's not new concession, meaning like we have plus.
All right.
That's a concession.
Okay.
So we are talking to corporate entity who has good assets where we can come in and build or construct our billboards.
On these assets.
On these assets.
And how much would that bring in terms of earnings to you if these new assets come on board?
I would say probably in the range of probably about 2 million per annum if it happens.
So new jobs coming on stream for Big Tree could...
For Big Tree, that's on still organic. It's not M&A, not strategic. Also, we constantly upgrade our assets at prime locations. This is to increase the yield, and this is one of the way how we can cover our ever increasing fixed costs. And we are also looking at deploying more digital out of home. And the latest, which was launched a month ago, our Big Plus.
Okay.
Yeah. The event was called Bridging Experience. So it's actually linking awareness and online, which is purchase consideration.
So could you explain that? When you say linking means what?
When you see a billboard, all this while it's just a billboard. So what we're doing now is when you see the billboard, you can also experience online in a way like billboard is linked to banner advertising.
Okay.
Billboard is linked to landing page of client. We can do dynamic content as well. This is called, we have three elements under Big Plus, which are the big capture, which is geofencing. We have big image, which is you scan the image and it'll take you straight to brand's landing page or vouchers or gaming or whatsoever. And we have dynamic content, which is like media, weather sensitive or traffic sensitive. For instance, like
It's raining.
Let's say if it's a hot day.
Mm-hmm.
So this is only for digital out of home.
Yep.
So there is a sensor. And if the temperature hits above, say, 35 degrees Celsius, for instance,
mm-hmm.
and the ad will be playing like, it's a hot day, why don't you stop at the nearest so-and-so and get a can of cold drink, uh-huh. or something like that. Or it's jam, why don't you tune in to whatever FM and listen to the music.
Tune in to BFM and listen to the
everything.
Content.
It's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so that's dynamic content.
So it's real time and
it's
current.
We can do live streaming as well.
Right.
Like if a brand wants to sponsor an event, for instance, a sports event,
mm-hmm.
you can do live update.
But how is it measurable, though, in terms of ROIs? Can you measure effectively?
You can measure from click-through rate.
Okay.
Okay, that's the simplest measurement. Mm-hmm. It's just like when you measure click-through rate on Google or Facebook.
Mm.
So this is the same. So yeah, because it's always...
That's the thing with billboard advertising. Yeah. Sometimes it's there, the eyeballs. You think that the drivers are looking at the advertisement, but for all you know, they could be looking at the road. And so how do you measure that?
We have done a research on that.
Mm-hmm.
We have engaged Ipsos, independent party, to do the survey for us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that for out of home, 84% of the respondents notice out of home advertisement? Okay.
And recall? They can recall?
80% brand recall. So
okay.
It's very high. So what we're saying now is like, why don't you link that to online? Since you have the awareness,
mm-hmm.
high brand recall, awareness is like 84%. Brand recall is 80%. So just link them to online.
Very interesting. Well, I'm speaking to Shukor Arifin, CEO of BigTree, the out-of-home advertising arm of Media Premier Group. After this, we'll continue our conversation on the out-of-home advertising industry. So stay tuned to The Breakfast Grill on The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to The BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
Good morning. You're listening to The Breakfast Grill and my guest today is Shukor Arifin, CEO of BigTree, the out-of-home advertising arm of Media Premier Group. Shukor, earlier we were talking about BigTree's expansion strategies in the midst of a tough operating landscape.
Yes.
Now let's continue our conversation on the evolution of the out-of-home industry.
Yes.
You were sharing with us the digitization of how the advertisements can be when it comes to out-of-home.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. So looking at this, right, how many of your billboards are digital?
Not many. Out of 2,000 advertising panels that we have, I would say probably about 30 digital assets.
Mm-hmm.
But they are all at prime location.
Mm-hmm.
We don't sell network, only for transit that we sell network. Otherwise, it's... on its own, standalone. I mean, if there is no bulk discount kind of thing, because location sells.
Okay.
Out of home is all about location.
Mm-hmm.
We're just like property developers.
Okay, yeah.
Location, location, location. We have A plus side, A minus B, and all that. So for it, our digital deployment is only if it's really A plus side.
Okay.
Yeah.
But 20 is quite a little. Are you looking to expand?
Yeah, we are looking at expanding our digital deployment. More coming this year.
How many more and how much will it cost?
Four more this year.
Because CapEx is quite high. Huh?
CapEx is quite high to us. CapEx is high because we invest quite heavily on the aesthetic design of our digital out-of-home.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at our digital out-of-home, it's not a typical square box. You won't see the pole.
Mm.
Even if there is a pole with a design. If you notice our cubic Bangsa, which is next to Bangsa Shopping Centre, that is patented. And it comes with a difference. That is our product differentiation.
Okay.
Because otherwise, it's just a typical square box. So that's why our CapEx is quite high.
Mm-hmm.
But we believe we can recover the cost in a certain number of years. That's internally we set, like within probably like 3 years, the payback period has to be 3 years.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's a no-no.
Right.
because when you come, when you talk about digital, there is a technology obsolescence rate. Mm-hmm. After 4 years, you have to change the technology. And then also because of the wear and tear, after 4 years, you have to change. If the digital out of home, if the digital asset is not doing enough to bring in revenue, then no.
Okay, so you're looking to add maybe 4 more new digital assets.
Four more digital
assets. Earlier you shared that you are in talks for a new concession and that will bring about 2 million ringgit in terms of earnings for this year for your business. Potentially, if you land it.
Per annum, right? Yeah.
So given all of this, will your earnings be better this year compared to last year? And last year, did you make money?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Because 2017, you fell into the red. What happened there? Because actually, out-of-home advertising is one of the few businesses within the Media Prima Group that makes a profit
in recent years. Was the exception because of the EI? Impairment that we had to...
Extraordinary expense? Okay.
That's right. Because we were hit by a certain fee that we had to pay.
Right.
And
so 2018 is a better year?
2018 is a better year. Yeah. We are back in black.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how much profits are you looking at to make?
Well, definitely more than last year.
Okay, so this year will be a better year than last year.
Definitely
that's what you're saying.
Definitely a better year than last year. Okay. We register like a minimal growth, like 1% top line.
Okay, so if I look at Media Prima's annual report, I understand that the out-of-home advertising business, it contributes quite a big chunk to the total Media Group's segment profit after tax. Huh? Yeah. I think in FY 2016, I think it made up over 26% of the Media Prima's total earnings for the group. Yeah. So do you think your business, I mean, for out-of-home advertising this year, it can go back to contributing just as much to the group?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Top line wise, we are third behind TV and newspaper.
But how about earnings, profit after tax?
Profit after tax, we're going to be the major contributor.
Okay.
To the bottom line.
Right.
For the group.
The biggest for 2018.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you think this momentum can be carried forward?
I'm very optimistic that we can carry forward this momentum with all the plans that we have in the pipeline, and we have to continue growing. Even though it's very, very challenging, but again, organically, we may be able to sustain our performance for 2019.
You talk about growth. Earlier, you spoke about how there are over 300 players in the industry that you are in.
Yeah.
Big Tree itself is actually a composition of many M&As. That over the years.
Yes.
Do you think M&A is still on the cards with regards to for your business moving forward to grow?
Actually, we don't mind another M&A, provided that it gives the synergy, it has the synergy with our business objective and business goal in terms of the location that we want to go in and all that. Yeah. I don't discount M&A at all.
Are you in talks with anybody?
We're not in talk with anybody, but we are, we're constantly on the lookout.
Okay.
Yeah.
Earlier, I mean, with regards to Big Tree Advertising, in 2016, Big Tree secured an advertising concession for the LRT. That's the new line extension from Prasarana.
Yes.
And you're also in, earlier you mentioned that you are in not just outdoor, but you're also in transport, retail, digital.
Yes.
So what is the breakdown like in terms of like with regards to transit and the actual...
The major contributor to Big Tree's top line still coming from what we call Big Drive, which is the billboard division of Big Tree.
Okay.
So that contributes about 51% of revenue. And second largest contributor is transit. That contributes about, I think, about 24% in terms of revenue. And then the rest, big digital, big buy and big ride. I mean, big digital, big buy and big fly.
Well, last year we saw a change in government.
Yes.
With Pakatan Harapan taking over the federal government seat.
Yeah.
And in terms of when it comes to advertising, sometimes industry observers say that when it comes to out of home, a lot of it is also linked to how close you are to potential I mean, how close you are to the seat of power. Yeah. And there are parties linked to Barca Nacional who have a stake with Media Prima. Right. Do you think that will impact the business of Big Three moving forward under a new government?
Big Three has always been independent in terms of, as a media company.
Mm-hmm.
We work with all parties because we have presence nationwide. We have presence in, back then, government-owned states, non-government-owned states. Mm-hmm. So we work very well with them. So we have always been seen as independent media company, even though we are in the Media Prima Group. Moving forward, even though there's a change in government, our business model, the way we operate, maintains the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the out-of-home advertising business model, in a way, sometimes you need land rights and all that, right?
Correct.
Mm.
Yeah.
How do you go about that? Because it can be very complicated.
When we call, it's just you do the normal process. You just follow the process and do the proper submission to the state.
Mm.
And as long as you have good credentials, good track record, it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. Right, because the Outdoor Advertising Association of Malaysia,
yeah,
that's a representative body that represents the group of members when it comes,
yeah,
to out of home,
yeah,
they have previously came out quite vocal actually, and they,
okay,
said that the concession rights for billboard sites on government-owned lands and assets, some of them were awarded to companies with neither like track record nor a proper tendering process.
Yes.
What are your comments on that?
Well, it does happen, but I think along the way, there is a process called pemutihan, which is after a few rounds of things like this happen or take place, there will be an open tender process, which is more on a equal playing ground, equal playing terms. And I foresee moving forward, it's going to be better, and it's getting better and better in terms of the way tender or business is awarded to out-of-home media company.
So yeah, now what you're saying is that you see more open tenders now? Or
more open tenders, more equal playing ground.
So where do you see Big Three in the next 3 to 5 years?
Okay, number one, I am very optimistic you'll see us outside Malaysia.
Okay.
In the next 3 years,
mm-hmm,
definitely outside,
mm-hmm,
Malaysia. And that's always been the way to go now, because talking about local industry, we have reached a plateau, actually. A lot of players, a lot of products and all that. It's completely homogeneous. It's perfect competition market and all that. Many players, a lot of supply. So we have to move out. And you will see Big Three outside Malaysia in 3 years' time. I'm very, very sure that will take place. And also, we will continue to change the landscape. How to change the landscape is, because we are a progressive nation, dynamic. KL is like, if you go to any other cities in the world, I mean, KL is no lesser.
Mm.
We are equally like on par with any other cities. So we want to change the landscape when it comes to out of home. It's not just billboard, but it has to be with values, with aesthetic value. That's our main objective. We want to change the whole landscape.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've been speaking to Shukor Arifin, CEO of Big Three, the out-of-home advertising arm of Media Prima Group. Shukor, thank you for being on The Breakfast Grill today.
Thank
it was
you,
a
Josh.
Pleasure having you on the
thank
show.
You.
I wish you all the best for your expansion plans.
Thank you, Josh.
And I'm Joyce Goh for The Breakfast Grill on The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile for unlimited experiences. Baru la bes.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.